Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Erledigen is to accomplish or to complete. Erledigen, to complete or to accomplish. How would you say I complete? Ich erledige. How would you say I complete the task? Ich erledige die Aufgabe. How would you say I complete the tasks? Ich erledige die Aufgaben. How would you say I complete that? Ich erledige das. How would you say we complete that? Wir erledigen das. How would you say you complete that today? Du erledigst das heute. How would you say you guys complete that tomorrow? Ihr erledigt das morgen. How would you say you have to complete that? Du musst das erledigen. You see, du musst, you have to, you must, du musst. Du musst das erledigen. You have to complete that. Here we have two verbs. Musst erledigen. So the second one here, erledigen, is kicked to the very end. Following the key principle in German that whenever you have two parts of verbs or two verbs, the second one is kicked to the very end. Du musst das erledigen. How would you say you still have to complete this? Du musst das noch erledigen. How would you say we still have to complete that? Wir müssen das noch erledigen. How would you say, until when do I have to complete this? Bis wann muss ich das erledigen? How would you say, until when do we have to complete that? Bis wann müssen wir das erledigen? Bis wann? Until when? Bis wann? Bis wann müssen wir das erledigen? Until when do we have to complete that? How would you say, you have to complete that until Saturday? Du musst das bis Samstag erledigen. How would you say, you guys have to complete that until Sunday? Ihr müsst das bis Sonntag erledigen. How would you say, I have to complete that until Friday? Ich muss das bis Freitag erledigen. How would you say, you have to complete that until I'm here again? Du musst das erledigen, bis ich hier bin. You see, bis ich hier bin, until I here am. Bis introduces here so-called subclause, so that the verb is kicked to the very end. Bis ich hier bin, until I here am, we say in German. This is the structure. Bis ich hier bin. How would you say, you have to complete that until I'm at home? Du musst das erledigen, bis ich zu Hause bin. How would you say you have to complete that until I'm back again here? Du musst das erledigen, bis ich wieder hier bin. Bis ich wieder hier bin. Until I again here am. Bis ich wieder hier bin. How would you say in the past? I've completed. Ich habe erledigt. You see, erledigt is the participle. Ich habe erledigt. How would you say, I've completed the task? Ich habe die Aufgabe erledigt. How would you say, I completed the tasks? Ich habe die Aufgaben erledigt. How would you say, I've completed the tasks on Saturday? Ich habe die Aufgaben am Samstag erledigt. You see, here again, erledigt, the second verb, is kicked to the end, the participle. Ich habe, I have, here the first verb. Ich habe die Aufgaben am Samstag erledigt. How would you say, have you completed the tasks? Hast du die Aufgaben erledigt? How would you say, when did you complete the tasks? Wann hast du die Aufgaben erledigt? Great! Next time we'll go through the verb schaden, to harm or to damage. Schaden, to harm or to damage. Like to harm someone. So here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. And hopefully, my nose will be free. So till then, talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you enjoy these episodes and know one colleague that could benefit from it, please, can I ask you for a favor? Head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and share it using the social media buttons. You can share it via Facebook, LinkedIn, email, or Twitter. I really appreciate it. And if you have any questions about today's episode, just hit reply to my email. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.